We're going to explore some of 2014's most popular stories on our website, KERANews.org. KERA's digital news editor, Eric Austin, joins me now to take us on an online tour of 2014. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Justin.
I imagine some of the most read stories were big news stories.
That's true. Ebola dominated the news this fall when Thomas Eric Duncan was hospitalized at Texas Health Presbyterian in Dallas. Duncan died in October. Two nurses who treated Duncan were infected with Ebola, and they recovered. Presbyterian released a video of one of the nurses, Nina Pham, in her hospital bed, and people were really interested in that. The video is one of our most popular web stories from the year. Another one of our top online stories came in September when the Highland Park School District pulled 7 books out of classrooms. Our colleague Christina Martinez reported on that.
The suspension comes after parents sent the district several hundred emails concerned about questionable content in some of the books, which included sex scenes, abortion, and abuse.
By the end of September, the school district changed its mind, and the superintendent sent an email to parents apologizing for the disruption.
And I recall, Eric, that lists have been popular this year?
Lists definitely do well. Money Magazine produces an annual list of best places to live. And when that list was announced in September, McKinney here in North Texas was number one. Our story about the ranking was on our top 10 list of most read stories on KERANews.org. And this spring, Outside Magazine declared Dallas was the worst outdoor city in the country. That story generated a lot of interest on our website.
And now, what about videos on our website?
Now, Justin, I know you'll be saddened to hear that we don't have cat videos on KERANews.org, but we do have weather videos. Back in June, we got a lot of rain in just a few days, and Lake Granbury filled up quickly. We posted a video from the National Weather Service that showed a neat time-lapse sequence of the lake filling up. People seem to really enjoy that quite a bit.
What about some only in Texas stories?
Our colleague Diana Douglas produced a neat story about homecoming mums and why Texans are so obsessed about them.
Bethany's mum, short for chrysanthemum, is big. Big enough to hang on a prize-winning horse. It made noise with bells and beads. It has 3 fake flowers ringed with bows and trailed by yards and yards of red, black, and white ribbons.
And KERA's Dwali Saikautau had an interesting story about plans for a new state park. It's about an hour west of Fort Worth.
74-year-old Shaver Abbott said this project is going to be years in the making.
This might be the greatest thing in the state of Texas here. I don't have a clue.
And what were the 3 most read stories on KERANews.org?
Drum roll, please. Our 3rd most read story from 2014 was a piece by Stephanie Kuo about a so-called bike superhighway. Plans are in the works for a 64-mile trail that will connect Fort Worth and Dallas.
Cyclists like Chris Kernett hope the superhighway will one day become a way of life.
I'll just go by myself. It's like the kids are in bed, the temperature's good, but it's just a very peaceful, almost zen-like experience.
Our number 2 story was an online story we posted, Whatever Happened to Marina Oswald? Our web post summarizes the few interviews she's given through the years, and we posted videos of those interviews.
Marina, do you believe that your husband killed President Kennedy?
I don't want to believe, but I have too much facts, and facts tell me that Lee shot Kennedy.
And our number 1 story, where's that drum roll? It's KERA's Texas Bucket List, 39 things you should do in Texas before you die. Things like jump into a swimming hole in Central Texas, canoe through the cypress trees in the East Texas bayous, and visit the Texas Prison Museum in Huntsville, and many more.
Eric Austin, thanks so much.
Thanks, Justin, and Happy New Year.
By the way, we have a list of our most read stories on KERANews.org.